With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell on demand. And today, we are going to have two rounds of the Moist Line next hour, and we're going to have two hacks thrown in the dumpster. I think this is our final dump of the year. And they're unconnected, one of them is in rough shape, too. I think it's the first time we've ever thrown someone in this condition into a dumpster. So that'll be in the next hour. Todd Spitzer coming on, the Orange County District Attorney, a real district attorney who puts people in jail. You don't run across those kinds anymore. And they cracked a case, 34 break-ins across Orange County, $500,000 in weapons, valuables, and cash stolen, 20 people charged, 5 juveniles, and major ties to L.A. gangs. So let's get Todd on to talk about this novelty of prosecuting criminals. Todd, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. So let's talk about whether it's novel. You know, today I opened up the Orange County Register. Sheriff Don Barnes and I did this press event yesterday, John, where we talked about the arrest of 20 individuals, 5 juvies, in about 34 residential burgs, and now we filed criminal charges against all the adults. But, of course, the juveniles get transferred to L.A. I'm not sure if everybody knows that, John. Under California law today, even if a juvenile commits a crime in Orange County, they get to get shipped back to the county in which they reside under some theory that, you know, their parents are going to be involved in their rehabilitation. So, right. So
that's a good one.
I got to ship all the juvies back to L.A. Right. And you know what's going to happen to them in Los Angeles under George Gascon. But this is the trend, right? As it becomes more and more difficult to solve these crimes, and as we start to crack down, at least in Orange County, on these adults, what are they doing? They're recruiting juveniles to commit a lot of these crimes as well, because they know that the legislature, you think the legislature has watered down the penalties for adults? You should see what they've done for juveniles. They've actually gone even more severe in our inability to prosecute juveniles.
Tell us about the nature of this crime. A lot of people are astonished when they see the videos, 30 guys rifling through Nordstrom's. And people ask me, well, how did they organize this? How did they pull this off and get away so quickly? Can you explain the methods that these smash and grab groups use, or these burglary groups?
Yeah, sure. So you just shifted gears a little bit on
Sorry.
Me. Well, I just want to be clear. These were burglaries of homes. We cracked and solved and are prosecuting 34 residential burglaries. So just a few tips that people should know, even if they have alarm systems. These individuals are smashing upstairs windows. They're coming in the parts of our homes that we generally have not monitored. They're cracking the windows. You know, most people don't put motion detectors and other devices upstairs because the points of entry that you and I use to get into our home is not our upstairs window. So they're coming in on our balconies. They're scaling, the sides of our homes, and they're coming in, they're smashing the glass, and then they're not even moving the window sill itself. They're literally just moving, they're just removing the glass. So they climb in, and then they perpetrate their heist, if you will, from our home safes and things like that. They come in, they're very sophisticated, they have the tools, and I've talked to you before about the Chileans. The Chilean gangs are coming in, they pretty much have perfected this model by surveying our houses, knowing when we come and go, watching our behaviors, watching lighting, whether there's cars in the driveway and things like that. So a couple key points. Your listeners need to make sure they don't go on social media and show all their friends when they're in Italy or in, France, climbing the Eiffel Tower. Like, that is literally being monitored by burglars, your social media, and they know when you're not at home and you're on vacation. Stop talking about your trips until you get home, okay? And then the other thing is talk to your alarm companies and put motion detectors in your upstairs as well. Now, let me shift gears to the smash and grabs. 15 individuals, all dressed alike, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
They all wear hoodies. They all have masks. They all wear the same color, pants, generally jeans, whatever. Same sneakers. And then they come in, and it's like, who the hell is who, and how do we differentiate who all these people are, which makes it especially difficult to apprehend them, which is my major point. If we have to go through this much difficulty to apprehend these individuals, when the excellent work of law enforcement does and we file criminal charges, shouldn't we be just hammering the hell out of these individuals to teach them a lesson and to deter other people, but not in Los Angeles and not with a lot of the liberal judges that have now been appointed by Gavin Newsom?
This group that did the residential burglaries, what kind of charges and what kind of sentencing are they likely to get?
So we've charged them with first-degree burglary. That's breaking into an inhabited dwelling. They've stolen cars, so obviously Grand Theft Auto. They steal firearms, so that's grand theft of a firearm. We've charged them with those kinds of crimes, depending on their criminal background. One of the most serious offenders is looking at 28 years of 4 months, but, in some 18 years in prison. But, a lot of these individuals don't have any record, and so they might be looking at local jail time. One of the things in Orange County that we do, I think, very well that other counties are doing, but not in LA, is I have a whole team of experienced prosecutors who are specifically assigned to these cases, John. They prosecute them from start to finish. So they know the cases, they know what they're worth. They know what they are arguing to judges, why these individuals should go to state prison, why they should not strike any of their strikes if they have them, and why they shouldn't be getting probation, why they shouldn't be in county jail, but why they should be going to state prison. Let me just make it very simple. I know you believe this and you subscribe to it every day. You know that if you lock up the really bad guys who are committing these crimes over and over, will actually reduce crime in California and will actually be safer. Is that a novel concept today for society? I was up in LA on Tuesday doing a radio show at a different radio station on smash and grabs. And I am telling you, John, I can't believe how dirty, filthy, and the style of life that has grown acceptable by your elected officials up in Los Angeles. I can't believe that the people of Los Angeles put up with the trash and the crap that they have to deal with every single day.
I can't believe it either. Every day I come across something that's disgusting and that we didn't used to have just a few years ago. Just, you know, maybe 6-7 years ago, we didn't have this, and now it's everywhere, and it's every day, and I'm with you. I don't know how people put up with this, although, you know, a lot of people tell you they make calls and send emails and complain every day, and they just get nothing out of city government.
Well, let me tell you how you get something, Karen Bass bragged about 1 year in office. She's done nothing to really get to the heart of the problem. You can't give a homeless person a home. It's not housing first. It's drug treatment and mental health first. No one can have a home before they get a handle on their mental health issues and their drug abuse or alcohol addiction issues. That's step one. Step two, George Gascon's got to go. I'm so happy I think you had Eric Seidel on last night. Nathan Hochman, you reported Gascon's polling at like 18%.
Yeah.
Until he is out of office, Los Angeles is in jeopardy for time immemorial. He's got to go. Anybody associated with him in his office has got to go. We need to band together. I'm talking about me, all the DAs, all of Southern California. When I've got L.A. gangsters coming into my county and we arrest them, I've got an L.A. problem that I'm dealing with here in Orange County. And guess what? I'm going to deal with it. But you know what? Until George Gascon is out and we get a real prosecutor, we are all going to have a devastating quality of life that we have deprived ourselves of, that we deserve, we work hard for. We are going to continue that unless we get rid of George Gascon.
Well said. It was good talking with you, Todd. Thank you for coming on. Good work down in Orange County.
Thank you, sir.
You're doing it the way it should be done. Todd Spitzer, Orange County District Attorney, and they've charged 20 people, tied to 34 break-ins. These were a lot of residential burglary break-ins, and there's a small number of people that commit repeated crimes, some of them every day, some of them several times a day. You don't have to get that many people off the streets in order to have a significant reduction in crime. And we did it up until a few years ago. That's what three strikes was about. Recidivists get put away for longer and longer prison sentences. It's easy. Just do it. Just judge their behavior. Did you do this? It's proven beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury, a judge. Just put them away. Long time. It's not that hard. All right. Anyway, Todd's doing it right. People are lucky in Orange County. And we collectively apologize here in L.A. County for the spillover.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, John and Ken on, no, John Kobelt on demand, the podcast on the iHeart app. Now, we have Todd Spitzer in Orange County. We just had him on because they just cracked most of these LA gang members, and there was 20 of them arrested. They'd committed 34 burglaries, stole $500,000 worth of stuff from people's homes. And he was talking about these concept of prosecutions and prison. If you're not going to have the local prosecutors and local police protect you and handle the problem, you could always do what this store owner in Pleasant Hill up in Northern California in the East Bay, what he did, because the robbers burst in with sledgehammers. He, however, had a gun. Gun beats sledgehammer, right? Is that how the game worked in grammar school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gun over sledgehammer. Anyway, play this story. This is from KRON4 Bay Area. Hey!
Five young masked men scramble out of a Pleasant Hill consignment store on Monday when a staff member draws a gun. Albert Marcoux has been with the estate's consignment store since 2007. He is saddened by what he sees as a rise in violent crime in recent years and explains he's had enough.
I have to take a stand. Too many things happen around us, and nothing is being done.
Anyway, I feel very, very sad what's going on in this country, which is one of the best countries in the world.
Staff believe that a woman seen on surveillance video may have been in on it. They explain she walks in before the attempted heist, then looks up at the cameras while on the phone the entire time. The store's front door is always locked until visitors are let in, so she holds it open as the group rushes in.
So the group ran through here, sledgehammers in hand, and went straight to the back where the jewelry cases are, seemingly targeting those items.
Marcou says he escaped to the U.S. from communist Romania and is disappointed with the current climate, that the store never needed security or a guard dog. But that's all changed as small businesses in the Bay Area are repeatedly targeted by thieves.
We beg the politician to help us, small businesses, and help the community all over California. It's getting out of hand. And I would say 99% of my customer complains about crime.
He tells me that he is thankful to Pleasant Hill Police, who actually responded within 30 seconds to this call, and hopes that there will be more accountability for these types of crimes that will then hopefully restore law and order. In the meantime, these people did get away in a car, and so if anybody has information about this case, they're being asked to call Pleasant Hill PD.
That's Ella Sogomonian from KRON Channel 4 up there in the Bay Area. Yeah, he hopes and hopefully. Did you notice that? Because they got away. But this guy comes from communist Romania, and he cannot believe how bad the quality of life here is in the free United States of America. This is like every town in the state is dealing with this, because there's so many district attorneys who are just not prosecuting, and the legislature has watered down all the criminal penalties and has watered down the definition of these crimes. Nobody's afraid. They figure they could win with sledgehammers. Everybody's got to arm themselves, and everybody's got to be willing to use the gun if necessary. Because, you know, it's you or them. If they're going to whack you over the head with a sledgehammer to steal some jewelry, you know, you got to defend yourself. And that's where we're going here. It would be much easier and much less bloody if they would just put the bad guys in prison. Enough is enough. I don't think I've got even... not even 10 seconds worth of patience listening to their nonsense about whatever their stupid progressive philosophy is. I'm so sick of that word. I'm sick of their philosophies. They're wrong. They're destructive. And everybody's living in fear. And now normal, peaceful people are arming themselves with loaded weapons just to try to hold on to their businesses.
These are people who were against guns, and the thought of having guns in their home or their businesses was appalling. And now they're going out and they're buying guns in droves.
I heard today that sales to women are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Lots of women are buying guns because what are you going
to
do?
Right. So the next time somebody tries to grab your handbag, someone's going to just grab their gun and they're going to shoot you.
That's
so leave the women alone too.
That's right.
And their handbags.
Or they'll plug you.
That's right.
Don't put your gun in the handbag either.
Well, where are you going to hold it?
Well, you got a little secret holster in your dress.
Oh, yeah, that's fancy. That's stylish.
Well, you can make it stylish, right?
Yeah, now we're going to have, instead of fanny packs, we're going to have gun packs for women.
Yeah, you got Chanel holsters.
Right?
You can turn it into a fashion trend.
That's a good idea.
When we come back, how electric vehicles are destroying American jobs. This is... and how the White House is trying to force government workers to drive electric vehicles while the electric vehicles destroy the jobs. All this coming up. John Cobalt Show.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We spent a lot of time on the electric vehicles because this is, to me, morbidly fascinating how we are allowing government officials to destroy our ability to travel efficiently and economically. Because they're trying to force people into electric cars. California, 2035, every car has to be an electric car that's sold. You have now in Washington, D.C., the White House has issued guidance requiring federal government employees to use electric vehicles, trains, and public transportation when conducting official business. And the government employees on official business made 2.3 million vehicle rentals last year. And they're going to force them to use electric cars because this is the federal sustainability plan to get net zero emissions. That nonsense. The employees must only use rail on trips that require less than 250 miles of travel. They're not allowed to drive and they're not allowed to fly. So if you work for the government and you've got some important work in New York City, you can't drive or fly. You can't take those shuttles. There's a lot of air shuttles that go back and forth between New York and Washington, New York and Boston. Can't do it. For local travel, the employees will be required to use public transportation, which means you have to risk a stabbing in the subway car. I mean, that would be the issue here in Los Angeles. You have to. This is just crazy. We told you yesterday that they have spent, they have allocated billions of dollars. They did 2 years ago to build an electrical charging station network across the United States. And after 2 years, They haven't built a single charger, not one. And the majority of them are going to be slow chargers. They call them level three. Takes 4 to 10 hours to charge up. 4 to 10 hours. Well, if you're a government worker, that's going to be a long meeting, right? You got to sit in the office for 10 hours till you've charged it up to go home. And, boy, the hell would you want to get into government and you're forced to take rail? That's nuts. We took like Amtrak once, Ken and I did. We went to Washington, D.C. years ago. We were doing shows on immigration. And in the morning, we thought, we'll go see a baseball game in Baltimore, right? It was a noontime game. And we could get back in time. Just, you know, we were going to watch, I don't know, four innings maybe. Just wanted to see the Baltimore Stadium. Maybe we'd spend an hour and a half there. At the time our show started at 3 o'clock, spent an hour and a half. We'd get on the train at 1:30. So it's 40 miles on Amtrak. Shouldn't be any problem. I lost count how many times the train broke down on the way there. It just kept stopping dead, and it would start up again and stop dead. And of course we were late for the show. And I remember when it stopped, nobody on the train even looked up. And we were stopped for probably a half an hour. No reason. And I looked around, and people were so used to this. It's amazing in this country. We're used to the government incompetence. Nothing fazes. What? Things aren't working? Nobody's doing their job right? Okay. All right. And there was one train conductor, and he wandered out onto the platform, and I followed him out. And I said, well, when is this going to get going? And he just looked at me and shrugged. And he goes, this happens every day. Every day, he said. And like, people live like this? People get on trains and they don't go anywhere. They just randomly stop in the middle of the railway, somewhere between Baltimore and Washington. Maybe it'll start up again. Maybe it won't. And they put up with it. I guess a lot of them are government workers. And they just don't care. National Review has an article about how electric vehicles are going to be destroying jobs in Toledo. They actually quote a Wall Street Journal story. You know, the owner of Chrysler now is a company called Stellantis. It's based in Europe. And Stellantis on Thursday warned 3,600 auto workers in the Midwest they could lose their jobs because of California's electric vehicle mandate. Gavin Newsom's stupid electric vehicle law is going to cost 3,600 workers their jobs in the Midwest, in Detroit and Toledo. They're going to cut an entire shift at the Jeep plant in Detroit and adjust production at another in Toledo. They have to manage the sales of the vehicles they produce to comply with California emissions regulations. See, the problem is not just they've got to put more money into making electric vehicles. They're also forcing car companies to reduce the production of gas-powered cars because there's a certain amount of government quotas now. Certain percentage of electric cars must be sold, which means gas-powered cars won't be sold. Now, what's that going to do when you have fewer gas-powered cars on the market and most people still want gas cars? It's going to drive up the price of the gas cars. The electric cars are already mostly unaffordable for most people. This is going to hit middle-income and lower-income people really hard. Because now the electric cars are out of sight. The gas-powered cars are going to be out of sight. There's going to be perpetually a shortage. You have an excess of electric cars. Like I told you, Ford has 12 to 18 months worth of electric cars on the lots right now. And they're cutting production of their pickup trucks by 50% for next year. So the cars are just going to sit there. They're still too expensive, and people don't want them. Why don't they want them? There's no real public charging network. And the one they're going to build, most of the chargers are going to take 4 to 10 hours. So the government is forcing their employees to take the train instead. We're going to be forced. Oh, here in L.A., we're going to be forced to take trains that don't even exist. The Biden administration, boy, do we need a new administration badly. They're going to require EVs to make up 2/3 of all sales in the country by 2032. This is all mandated by the government. This is not the market speaking. The free market works really. If people wanted electric cars, then they'd buy them. If that's what worked, if they were easy to, but we don't even have an electrical grid to create the electricity, and we don't have the charging systems to convey the electricity into cars that don't have much range, and most families don't make enough money to afford them. But good luck finding a gas-powered car. You better hold on to your gas-powered cars, and you better take exquisite care of your cars. Take it to all the checkups.
Are they going to get rid of gas stations, though?
You know, I wonder. I mean, that would be the way to force everybody.
Because then, you know, there's no reason to have your gas car if you can't fill it up with any gas.
Well, they're not going to have electric charging stations or gas stations.
So we're all screwed.
Yeah, we're all screwed. And again, everybody's, like the people on the train that day coming out of Baltimore, everybody just sits around and nods, yeah, I guess this is the way life is going to be. I can't wait to see what happens with this nonsense. All right. It's the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, we got the San Diego supervisor, Jim Desmond. We told you earlier this week there's 42,000 migrants that have been dumped into San Diego. This is after they got processed. Then Biden's government dumps them in San Diego, 42,000. Well, separately, there's 1,100 migrant families being processed at the U.S.-Mexico border. The other ones are getting bussed in or flown in somehow. They're transported from Texas, wherever. These are 1,100 migrant families processed at the U.S.-Mexico border, and they're getting separated. Yes, you remember everybody crying and screaming about families being separated during the Trump administration? The only difference is they're not separating little kids, but they're separating spouses. They're separating adult children from the parents they were traveling with, including 43 between ages 18 and 21. They're separating brothers and sisters and cousins and all that. We'll tell you all the details, but of course, none of these people belong here. You know, if you want to stay together, stay in your home country. Now, there are, you constantly hear the cliche that immigrants come here for a better life. But do they get a better life? Or do they immediately get exploited by jackass employers who will abuse anybody if they work cheap? Well, we have a guy named Tony Bran, B-R-A-N. He owns 2 poultry plants. And he hired immigrant children as young as 14 years old for all kinds of dangerous jobs. Deboning chicken, operating heavy machinery. And he hid all his child workers in bathrooms and closets, hurried them out the back door whenever the U.S. Department of Labor personnel would come to visit. These workers, these teenagers, came from indigenous communities in Guatemala. They didn't speak anything close to English or Spanish. They spoke their local languages. I don't know how to pronounce these words. One is Quechi, Quechi, two different spellings there. Mom, and instead of going to school, they worked so many hours they were owed overtime pay. But, of course, they didn't get it. And Brand was cheating the adults and the kids out of wages. And he tells the workers, well, here's what one worker said. Brand tells us he doesn't care about us, we mean nothing to him, and that we should leave if we don't like how he's paying us or treating us. He settled with the federal government and paid almost $4 million to workers. And then he had to pay $1.5 million in a settlement with the California Labor Commission. Because back on September 28th, agents from the Federal Labor Department, U.S. Marshals, showed up and busted the whole operation. Now, you've been eating this chicken that's been processed by these illegal immigrant slave laborers, these teenage slave laborers. If you bought chicken at Ralph's, Grocery Outlet, Cisco, Aldi, I guess is that another chain? Brand had all these front companies. Metza Poultry, Valtierra Poultry, Sullen Poultry, Nullis's Poultry to employ workers. And what he also did is he set up these companies to supply the workers. He would say, oh, these aren't my workers. I got these from an employment service. Well, he owned the employment service. So he sold the workers to himself. But he thought that would provide him some legal protection and kind of confuse the investigating officials. And this is common. More than half the Latino workers in Los Angeles get paid less than the minimum wage. And this is why the Republicans have never, in all these decades, ever cracked down on illegal immigration, even when they were in charge, even when they had the Senate and the Congress and a president in office. They never, because this is what all the different industries want. They want to abuse cheap teenage labor in their factories. The chicken processing companies are notorious for this. A lot of it happens in the southern states, but it happens here as well. The number of minors employed in violation of child labor laws increased 37% last year and 283% since 2015. Because the laws to protect work, but again, these are workers who aren't supposed to be here. So, you know, all this claptrap, well, they come here because they want to work. They come here for a better life. We don't give them a better life, and we don't give them even minimum wage work. And that's the reason you have unchecked illegal immigration that goes on for decades. It's in nobody's interest to seal the border. This guy, Tony Brand, if he'd gotten away with this, I mean, you add up how much money he had to pay to, after this federal and state lawsuit, what does it add up to? $5.2 million. Had he gotten away with this, he'd have an extra $5 million in his pocket. And he's probably pocketed millions and millions of dollars. He's getting very cheap labor. And that's the racket that's going on. Now, we've got new influx every day, and we're going to talk with San Diego Supervisor Jim Desmond when we come back, because 1,100 migrant families have been separated at the border. This is Biden's compassion. By the way, you notice that the not a lot of media coverage of this, right? You remember when Trump was separating people, what was going on? Well, Biden's separating a lot of people, too, and then they get sent off to deboned chicken for Ralph's customers while getting abused. They're coming in by the thousands, and they're getting separated. This is on top of the 42,000 that the federal government, the Biden administration, dumped in San Diego in recent weeks. Nowhere to put any of these people. There is no services, no nonprofits, no government agencies that can handle this kind of a load. This is like what's happening in New York City, where New York City got over 100,000 people that they don't know what to do with. So that's all ahead. We have two rounds of Moist Line next hour. We've got two hacks to throw into two dumpsters. Last one of the year. Two hacks in two dumpsters. And that's coming up next on the John Cobalt Show. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.